The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday 5 things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah. Salamun alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and salam to this day. Wednesday, 1st of Shawwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Farvardin, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar, accept our congratulations. Happy Eid, Eid Mubarak, everyone. This is today's special. We offer our congratulations to all of you, and we ask you to listen to chapter Ma'idah from the Holy Quran, verse 114.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قال عيسى بن مريم اللهم ربنا أنزل علينا مائدة من السماء تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين.
Said Jesus, the son of Mary, O Allah, our Lord, send down to us a table spread with food from the heaven, to be for us a festival for the first of us and the last of us, and a sign from you. And provide for us, and you are the best of providers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
All supplications mentioned in the Quran begin with Rabbana, O our Lord. But in this verse it has begun with two words, O Allah, our Lord. This difference may be for the importance of this miraculous happening of the concerning consequences. To celebrate a festival is a proper action from the point of the Quran. The birth of the friends of Allah and the mission of the Messenger of Allah is not less than the descent of the table of food from the sky, so we must always learn things from the signs of Allah and His power.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Eid Mubarak, everyone! Eid al-Fitr, as it follows the fasting of Ramadan, is also seen as a spiritual celebration of Allah's provision of strength and endurance. Amid the reflection and rejoicing, Eid al-Fitr is a time for charity, known as Zakat al-Fitr. Eid is meant to be a time of joy and blessing for the entire Muslim community and a time for distributing one's wealth. Charity to the poor is a highly emphasized value in Islam. The Quran says, "Believe in Allah and His Messenger and give charity out of the sustenance that Allah has made you heirs of. For those of you who believe and give charity, for them is a great reward." Muslim brothers and sisters all over the world, congratulations to you on Eid al-Fitr.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the philosophy of Eid al-Fitr. Eid al-Fitr is considered as an important day in religion. It encompasses specific acts of worship that undoubtedly must be performed in a manner expected by the sacred lawgiver to achieve its purpose and end. Eid al-Fitr is counted as one of the four major Eids of the Shia school of thought. Imam Hadi alayhi salam mentioned in a narration regarding the number of Eids of the Shia, saying, "Innama al-a'yadu arba'atun lil-Shia: al-Fitr wal-Adha wal-Ghadir wal-Jum'ah." Shias have only Isha's have four Eids, Fitr, Adha, Qadir, and Friday. Considering that the words of the Imam are founded on wisdom, the first Eid mentioned among these is Eid al-Fitr, perhaps suggesting that since Eid al-Fitr is the reward of fasting, it holds the first rank among the Eids. And Eid al-Adha, the reward of financial piety, comes next. Similarly, Eid al-Ghadir, the reward of accepting the imamate and wilaya of the imam, and Friday is the day that heralds the advent of the last successor. Fundamentally, Eid, from the religious perspective, differs from the common understanding among people. In the common understanding, Eid is merely about visiting each other, distributing sweets, and being joyful. However, from a religious standpoint, Eid has a much broader and worshipful significance.
Children are wearing new clothes, bright colors fill the streets. Their faces full of laughter, their pockets full of sweets. Let us rejoice in Eid. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice in Eid. For this is the day of
Eid.
Happy Eid, Eid Mubarak. And now you are with today's special and ways to celebrate Eid. Ahead of the festivities, prescribed ritual needs to be followed to show thankfulness to Allah the Almighty. The day starts with the declaration of the greatness of Allah, which is known as Takbir, Allahu Akbar. It is followed by the preparations for going out to the place of prayer. Taking a bath or ghusl is recommended on Eid. It is important to cleanse and purify your entire body, put perfume on the dress in one's best clothes. It is recommended to wear the finest clothes in line with the tradition of the companions of the Messenger of Allah. May Allah bless him and his family. The Eid prayer is observed out in the open if weather permits, with special supplications said the Eid greetings exchanged between the believers. Before the commencement of Eid prayer, it is obligatory for all Muslims to pay a donation called Zakatul Fitr.
Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Eid Sa'id, let's enjoy this happy day. Eid Mubarak, come on, let's celebrate. Celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah Allah, thank you for this day.
Eid Mubarak everyone, and come here to listen about Eid al-Fitr in Ahadith, Traditions of the Imams. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him, looked at some people who were happy and left. Then he turned to his companions and said, God the Almighty created the month of Ramadan as a field for the competition of his creatures, so that through obeying Allah they excel each other towards his happiness. Some excelled and won, and some left behind and lost. That it is so surprising, one who is frivolously playful and laughing on the day the good doers are rewarded and those who fall behind the loss. By Allah, I swear that if the whales are removed, the good doers will engage in his good doing and the evil doer will be taken captive in his evil doing.
After observing a 30-day fast, the disciples of Jesus Christ approach him with the following question. The conversation is mentioned in the Holy Quran in Surah number 5, verses 112 to 114. In verse number 112, Allah says, إِذْ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ يَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ هل يستطيع ربك أن ينزل علينا مائدة من السماء؟ قال اتقوا الله إن كنتم مؤمنين. The disciples of Jesus عليه السلام, they ask him, O Jesus, son of Mary, is your Lord able to send down upon us a table spread from heaven? Jesus عليه السلام says, be conscious of God if you are indeed believers, meaning do not doubt the power and the omnipotence of your Lord. In verse number 113, the disciples reply, Allah says, قَالُوا نُرِيدُ أَن نَأْكُلَ مِنْهَا وَتَطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُنَا وَنَعْلَمَ أَن قَدْ صَدَقْتَنَا وَنَكُونَ عَلَيْهَا مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. They say that we wish to eat from this food. We wish to gain the spiritual blessing of consuming heavenly food. And we want our hearts to be tranquil. We want to witness this divine miracle. In verse number 114, Jesus عليه السلام, he makes that famous supplication. The Quran says, قال عيسى بن مريم, اللهم ربنا أنزل علينا مائدة من السماء تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين. عيسى عليه السلام says, O our Lord, send down upon us a table spread from heaven so that it can be an Eid for us, for the first of us and for the last of us, and a sign from you, and provide us, for you are indeed the best of providers. Brothers and sisters, if you examine the Holy Quran, you find that there is only one verse in the Holy Quran that explicitly mentions Eid, and that is Surah number 5, verse 114, in the dua of Isa alayhi salam. And you find that in the context of the Holy Quran, Eid is a day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals signs to us to bring us closer to Him, to have us return to Him. And you find that linguists actually say that the word Eid comes from the verb which means to return. As human beings, we often stray from the straight path. We often veer away from the path of God. And you find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite mercy, He gives us multiple opportunities to return to Him.
We express our congratulations, thousands of congratulations, to each one of you, dear brothers and sisters, all over the world. Eid Mubarak, and please keep us in your supplications and your prayer. Thank you and have a nice time.
يا رزاق يا غفار يا قهار يا وهاب يا توار يا رحيم يا عزيز يا سميع يا بصير يا لطيف يا خبير يا حليم يا عظيم يا كبير يا حفيظ يا وكيل يا قوي يا متين.
Take pieces of bread from me and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. We have approached to a most beautiful day, the Day of Reward, which is called in Islamic terminology as Eid Day. Inshallah, it's all Mabruk or all Mubarak to all Mu'mineen, to all Muslimin, those who have fast in this beautiful month. And now it's a time of getting rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eid Mubarak to all Mu'mineen, to all Muslimin. Congratulations to those countries, those who are experiencing Eid today. Especially those who lost their children, those who lost their parents in Yemen, in Iraq, in Palestine. But if they can do Eid, we have to celebrate them, we have to remember them in our du'as, and we have to pass our du'as to them, we have to pass our gifts to them, inshallah. There's a beautiful hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where he says, night of Eid is full of blessings and full of mercy, as in the month of Ramadan the mercy and blessings of Allah were pouring upon us in this beautiful night. Is also we are totally surrounded by the mercy and by the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a beautiful hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, where he said, my father Imam Sajjad Ali ibn al-Husayn Zain al-Abidin alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to stay awake in this beautiful night of Eid, in the night of Laylatul Eid. He used to stay awake until the dawn, the morning of Eid, and he used to do munajat and dua and reciting Quran, and when he was by himself. And he said to his son, to Imam Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, my son, keep this night as the night of Qadr. So the night of Eid is very much equal to night of destiny, to Laylatul Qadr. May Allah give us tawfiq to celebrate this night as the night of Qadr, inshallah ta'ala. There's another beautiful hadith from Rasulullah where he says, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ الْفِطْرِ نَادَ مُنَادٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ هَذَا الْيَوْمُ الْجَائِزَةِ فَخُذُوا جَوَائِزَكُمْ. This the day of Eid, about the day of Eid, this is the an angel from the skies speaks out loudly, saying that, oh Mu'mineen, those who have fasted, who have fasted in this beautiful month, it's now time to get your reward. So, faghdu, wake up early morning, go for Salat Eid, go for prayers of Eid prayers, and get your rewards. So, when you do Zakat Fitrah, when you pay for the poor people, for the needies, when you pay your zakat to your marja, to your scholar, to your mujtahid, and you care about those who cannot celebrate Eid, and you share your blessings with them, and you do your Eid prayers, make sure you're right at the point where you're going to get your rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a time of blessings. Allah is pouring His mercy upon you, on you, and His angels are pouring mercy and love of Allah on you, and it's time to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as possible, and remember all mu'mineen and muslimin and do dua for them, especially for those who have lost their close ones, who have lost their lives and they are not among us, but those especially who have lost their relatives in the countries, in the situations. So Eid is for all of us. Inshallah, Eid Mubarak to all of you. Have a very beautiful Eid. Congratulations to those countries, those who are or experiencing Eid today. Happy Eid. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Ammar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners from all over the world listening to IRIB English Radio right now, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. Trying to learn how to read the Quran beautifully, fluently, with tajweed rules. We really welcome you all. We have brothers Fawad Haider, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah, and Hussein Akbari with us today in this session. I really, really welcome. Salam Hussein, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, sir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein, next Hussein, two Hussein we have today. Hussein, how are you?
I'm fine.
Alhamdulillah. So, Hassan, how is it going?
Well,
Alhamdulillah. For what?
Fine, sir.
Alhamdulillah. So everyone is great and energetic. Hope you are ready, brothers and sisters. Inshallah, today we will be talking about Ayah 85. Tell us the surah, guys.
Al-A'raf.
What page?
161.
Top of the page, right?
Yes.
Kind of top of the page, yeah.
Kind of.
So, page 161.
One.
Ayah 85.
Five.
Surah Al-A'raf. Brothers and sisters, hope you have found the page we are practicing. Let's listen to the recitation of this ayah. There is a recitation ready to listen. Come on, everyone. Ready?
Yes.
Let's listen.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa ila Madyana akhahum Shu'ayba. Qala ya qaumi i'budullaha ma lakum min ilahin ghayruhu qad ja'atkum bayyinatun min rabbikum. فأوفوا الكيل والميزان ولا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين
ما شاء الله. Nice recitation. Allah bless the reciter, inshallah. وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah Almighty sent Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam to the people of Madian, a place called Madian near Damascus, or like Yemen, yes, which is called near Sham right now, we call it, okay, in Syria. Yeah, it was a place in Syria. So Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam was sent to that people. And also there is another name for the place where Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam was sent to the people of that place, Aika, okay, Aika and Madian, whether like the name for that place Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam was sent to the people. So wa ila Madian akhahum Shu'aib, and the same as other prophets, Prophet Shu'aib was sent to his people, to the people of Madian. And وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ أَخَوَهُمْ شُعَيْبًا. Yeah, and to the people of Madian, Shu'aib alayhi salam, their brother, was sent. قَالَ, Shu'aib alayhi salam said, يَا قَوْمِ, the same as the other prophet. What are the other prophets used to say to the people?
Believe in God.
Yeah, believe in God and worship God. أُعْبُدُ الله. Yes?
أُعْبُدُ الله.
Yeah. قال يا قومي اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. Oh my people, worship Allah. You have no other gods besides him. قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم. There has certainly come to you a manifest proof from your Lord. قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم فأوفوا الكيل والميزان. Look, first, Prophet said, اعبدوا الله. Do not count partners for him. Second point, فَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. Observe fully the measure and the balance. In the time of Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam, the people were having business problems, business issues. Alright? For example, whenever they were selling something to the people, they were selling with a high price, something little with a high price, okay? They had a lot of riba. It means usury among them. That's why Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam points this point. أَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. Observe fully the measure and balance. وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. And do not cheat the people of their goods. وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا. And do not cause corruption on the earth after its restoration. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. That is better for you if you are faithful. So, this is what the ayah says. Refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, for beautiful information and explanation. Time to mention some tajweed points, but Hussein is ready to read this ayah for us, yes? So, since the ayah is a bit longer, so half of the ayah, one Hussein reads, and half of the ayah, the other Hussein reads. Okay?
Okay, sir. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإلى مدين أخاهم شعيبا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم.
أحسنتم. So the next Hussein. أوفوا الكيل والميزان.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأوفوا الكيل والميزان ولا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها.
أحسنتم. ما شاء الله. Very beautifully.
ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين.
ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. God bless you, inshallah. All right. Fawad, you could help us with the tajweed points. I will ask you, let us know. وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا. Tell us the tajweed points. First, the word Madian.
Yes.
What is the point here?
So the letter Dal has a bouncing sound.
An echoing sound, good. Yeah. How do you read it? Hussein, Hassan, tell us.
Madian.
Madian.
A weak qalqala.
A weak qalqala. Yeah, yeah, that's a weak qalqala. Good.
Then akhahum, the pronunciation, the heavy letter.
Heavy letter, make sure you have an a sound. Not akhahum, akhahum. Mm-hmm.
Yes, then at shu'ayba.
So I said shu'ayban. Why do you have to pronounce it?
Shu'ayba.
Shu'ayba, that's the point. Why is that the point?
Because you're stopping
at the word. We've mentioned this point. I mean, you pronounce it shu'ayba because of the rule of stopping. The rule of stopping says, whenever you stop
at a word
ending in tanween fatha, an. Tanween fatha changes to
alif man.
Yeah, shu'ayban is changed to shu'ayba ba with an alif. Shu'ayba.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات المولى.
IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International Schools presents
والكون الواسع في صدري أحضنه غرضا.
Let's recite the Quran.
There is one point that Hassan can tell us. Qila and the next stopping sign, Sila, and one more we have Jim, Lel Jim. What are these three for?
These three are stopping signs.
Alright, so Qila tells us?
Qila tells us that it's better to stop.
Better to stop. Normally you have to read, yeah?
وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ.
This way continue till the end of the ayah. Yeah? Normally you have to read this way. Yes, Hussein?
Yes.
But these stopping signs sometimes let us stop. Yeah? In case we are running out of breath or in case you want to make a pause. Let's see. You are allowed or
not.
Hassan says, whenever you have qila, you can
stop.
Is it better to stop?
Yes.
Qila says, not only you can stop, but also it's better to stop. Thank you. What about Sila?
Sila says it's better to continue.
Better to continue. What about that Jim?
Jim is allows us to stop.
Allows us to make a pause. Good job. So these are the points. In the previous verses, we mentioned some of the other tajweed points. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. You ignore the hamzatul wasl, the alif in the beginning of the word اعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. That's actually hamzatul wasl. مَا لَكُمْ extended إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ. Yes, مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ كُمْ. Make sure you hide the sound of mim. بَيِّنَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ changes to مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Yeah. فَأَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ وَلَا تَبْخَسُوا النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا. Very simple. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. You read it.
خَيْرٌ
لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Three extensions. إِن كُنْ. You hide the sounds of these two noon. And تُمْ مُؤْمِنِين. Extend the sound of me. إِدْغَام. Which type of إِدْغَام is this? كُنْتُمْ مِمْ سَاكِنْ.
إِدْغَام مِثْلَي.
So, time to recite this ayah. These were the tajweed points we mentioned. Now, let's practice them. And apply the rules in the recitation. Ready, everyone?
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, as you're listening, so inshallah join us in the recitation.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وإلى مدين أخاهم شعيبا
وإلى مدين أخاهم شعيبا
قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره
قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره
قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم
قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم
فأوفوا الكيل والميزان ولا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم
فأوفوا الكيل والميزان ولا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم
ولا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها
ولا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها
ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين
ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم Thank you so much Allah bless you Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, for being with us in this session. That's all from us for today. See you in the next session. Stay with IRIB English Radio. Hassan Hussein, Fawad, and the next Hussein Akbari. Thank you so much for being with us in this session. Allah bless you. See you in the next session. So, thanks to IRIB English Radio as well and Sevier International School too. That's all from us for today. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The Ocean of Dua
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab, قوي على خدمتك جوارحي واشدد على العزيمة جوانحي وهب لي الجد في خشيتك والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك حتى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين وأسرع إليك في البارزين وأشتاق إلى قربك في المشتاقين وأدنو منك دنو المخلصين وأخافك مخافة الموقنين وأجتمع في جوارك مع المؤمنين.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the Divine Kumail supplication. قَوِّ عَلَى خِدْمَتِكَ جَوَارِحِي وَاشْتُدْ عَلَى الْعَزِيمَةِ جَوَانِحِي وَهَبْ لِيَ الْجِدَّ فِي خَشْيَتِكَ وَالدَّوَامَ فِي الْاتِّصَالِ بِخِدْمَتِكَ. Strengthen my limbs in your service, fortify my ribs in determination, and bestow upon me earnestness in my fear of you, and continuity in my beings joined to your service. حَتَّى أسرح إليك في ميادين السابقين, so that I move easily towards you in the battlefields of the foremost, وأسرع إليك في البارزين, so that I would hurry to you among the prominent, وأشتاق إلى قربك في المشتاقين, so that I desire fervently your proximity among the fervently desirous, وأدنو منك دنو المخلصين, so that I move near to you with the nearness of the sincere, وَأَخَافَكَ مَخَافَةَ الْمُوقِنِينَ, so that I fear you with the fear of those who have conviction, وَأَجْتَمِعَ فِي جِوَارِكَ مَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, so that I gather with the believers in your nearness. We introduced the best example of the believers, the Ahlul Bayt. Since the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is inwardly and outwardly both the root of Ahlul Bayt and their spiritual dignity, we must get to know the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam thoroughly in order to get to know the Ahlul Bayt. Now, based on the narrations, four truths are referred to as the first creatures. أَوَّلُ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ النُّورُ. The first thing that Allah created was light. Then, the first thing that Almighty Allah created was pen, al-qalam. أَوَّلُ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَقْلِ. The first thing that Almighty Allah created was intellect. أَوَّلُ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ نُورِ. The first thing that Almighty Allah created was my light. Now, the Holy Prophet himself is owing to the signs of wonder that flow from his sacred interior and the truths that emanate from his heavenly heart, the perfect meaning of light, the perfect meaning of pen and intellect in all these statements. It is for this very reason that the Holy Prophet has in the last two narrations introduced his light and soul as the first creatures, as the first creations. Although these four names are different in appearance, they appear different, but they are identical in referring to the Holy Prophet of the Almighty Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, we will discuss the Holy Prophet sallallahu being the light after a short break.
Oh my Lord, Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Strengthen my limbs for your service and sustain the strength of my hands to preserve in your service and bestow upon me the eagerness to fear you and constantly serve you so that I may lead myself towards you in the field with the vanguards who are in the fore rank and be swift towards you amongst those who hasten towards you and urge eagerly to be near you and draw myself towards you like those who sincerely draw themselves towards you and to fear you like the fear of those who believe firmly in you and that I may join the congregation of the faithful congregated near you.
Thank you, Allah, that we're here feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
Now, defining the light, the philosophers say that light is a truth which is manifest by itself. It makes other things manifest as well. Intellect is a truth by the light of which we can see. It is a medium between man and all information and truths in the creation. The Holy Quran describes the Holy Prophet sallallahu as a light-giving torch. The Holy Quran says, Ya ayyuha an-nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashshiran wa nadhira. O Prophet, we surely have sent you as a witness and a bearer of good news and a bearer of warning. Wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi idhnihi wa sirajan munira. And the one who invites towards Allah and by his permission is a light-giving torch. So the Holy Prophet was light, and that is the same as truth, which is luminous in all aspects. He is the one who gives light to all others. He knew the entire truth inwardly and outwardly. He was eagerly willing to make others aware of the truth of their existence and their relation with the outward and inward of the universe. This is the meaning of light mentioned by the ones in the field. So that's why we understand that he is the light, and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam are introduced by this prophet as the light. They are the ones by following whom we can reach salvation. They are the ones that as introduced by the Holy Prophet when he says Anashams, I am the sun, وَعَلِيٌّ الْقَمَرُ, Ali is the moon, وَفَاطِمَةُ الزُّهْرَ, Fatima is Venus, وَالْحَسَنُ وَالْحُسَيْنُ فَرْقَدَانُ, and Hassan and Hussein are two stars. So, in this narration, you can see the comparison made by the Prophet ﷺ, who is the most eloquent speaker, shows the wonderful nature of the narrations that compare a spiritual truth to a physical manifestation and creation. So it is it makes known for us that Prophet Muhammad is the nearer to Allah than the rays of sun to its source. Secondly, Muhammad is the medium for realization of all other creatures. They are indebted to him, and he has a claim on all creatures for material and spiritual rights. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Guide me all the way to your Jannah. Yeah Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life. Yeah Allah, oh Allah, be with me.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say La ilaha illallah. Never forget to say La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
As-salamu alayka ya Amin Allah fi ard.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands